This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Continuing to fight the labeling of plant-based beverages. Joining us, National Milk's Chris Galen. Chris, we've discussed in the past these beverages and the misleading labeling that goes into it, and the Food and Drug Administration continues to review this issue. So what's been the latest?
Well, the latest is that the FDA had a public comment period open throughout the spring and the first part of the summer to get input from interested parties. Anyone in the public could write to the FDA and express their opinions on a proposal that FDA put out that would basically do two things. Number one, it would still allow the use of dairy terms like milk for products that are labeled as coming from plant sources, oat, soy, rice, etc. The other thing it would do, though, is require these plant-based beverages to put nutritional information about what they contain or what they don't contain prominently on the label so that consumers would be better informed, hopefully, about what is missing from these plant-based products. As we've asserted for many years, Bill, where there is consumer confusion for all these fake dairy products and fake milks is people may think, well, they have an equivalent amount of protein, vitamins, minerals, because cow's milk is chock-a-block with all those things. But a lot of things that are labeled as oat milk or almond milk are really pale comparisons. So anyway, this is what FDA put out in a guidance. They wanted comments on it. And basically, we told the agency in the comments that we submitted this week is that we don't like the idea of these plant-based products using the term milk. We're okay with the idea of the nutritional comparisons, but overall, this guidance as a package falls really short what it needs to do, which is to protect the public health by providing real actionable information to consumers.
When it comes to transparency in the marketplace and labeling, I mean, who would be against that? But I suppose they're getting feedback from everywhere, all sides of this issue.
Yeah, they've taken a tiny step forward by encouraging this nutritional disclosure information. So that's an encouraging first step towards transparency in the marketplace, but it's not nearly enough because we realize that the term milk has a halo effect. It connotes a value to consumers because there's so much nutrition in milk. That's why all these fake milk makers want to use the term milk. If it has to be just almond beverage or juice or product, it just doesn't sound nearly as appealing, does it? But we know that these products, by and large, do not have the same consistent nutritional profile. And what FDA would do here really doesn't help resolve that issue. So we will see what the comments are. There's been a lot of good dairy voices represented in comments filed with FDA. There's been plenty of people, mostly from the vegan community, who are very supportive of what FDA is doing. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the agency balances all of this.
You always hear that phrase, boy, it's going to take an act of Congress to fix this. Well, that might be the answer here, huh?
And I'm glad you brought that up, Bill, because the other thing that we're working on in parallel is to work with supporters of the Dairy Pride Act. Those are identical bills in the House and the Senate that would require the FDA to enforce its own rules and the standards of identity defining not just milk, but other things like cheese, butter, yogurt, and ice cream. So we are going to continue to work with our supporters in the House and the Senate to pass the Dairy Pride Act because this legislation would force FDA to enforce standards of identities in ways that this draft guidance that they are taking comments on just simply wouldn't do.
Thanks for the update, Chris. From our nation's capital, that's Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.
The process of crafting a new farm bill is into its final key phase now. What's been the USDA's role in this process?
Having served as a U.S. representative, I know that it's Congress that writes the farm bill.
Not the USDA. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Xochitl Torres-Small told us that a few administrations in the past have written their own versions of farm bills and pushed those to lawmakers. She says that's not the approach of this administration instead.
USDA stands ready and is very much engaged in providing technical assistance and making sure that we serve as a voice for farmers and ranchers and rural people and people who depend on SNAP and our mini nutrition programs, that when we get asked, what do you think about this program or this change, that we're reflecting the many customers that we serve.
But again, she says USDA's role is to assist lawmakers as they write the new farm bill. The current bill expires in less than 2 months. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.